This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, bit of breaking news out of Minnesota, because what passes for news these days is anything that can cause panic related to COVID-19, and the breaking news is the Minnesota Department of Health announced that its public health laboratory has found a variant of COVID-19 known as Omicron in a specimen from a Minnesota resident with recent travel history to New York City. So, again, we don't know much about this Omicron, but what we have heard from actual health professionals in South Africa, where it's been found, is that it is not much different than any other variant at this point. But I guess it's the unknown, and it's another opportunity for people to suggest very strongly that you receive the vaccine.
Tell you what to do. Over and over and over again.
There's that, too, yeah.
Hey, Scott, it's probably so we can be like last year when you could only have 8 people in your house for Thanksgiving. You had to eat outside in a snowbank.
Right. That's right. They just want to do that for Christmas now.
Spot on.
Right, now they want to do it for Christmas.
Spot on.
I remember it was, it was sad between, you had limited to 8 people in your house for Thanksgiving. And I remember my daughter says, she goes, Dad, we can only have 8 people. I said, what are you talking about? I said, who's gonna say anything about that? Are you kidding me? How many you can have in your house? She said, well, your neighbors can tell on you and it's a $50,000 fine. And, this actually went on in Minnesota. Another bad one was California when they went there with they built restaurants outside of restaurants with plastic, got all ready for the Super Bowl. Then they said they made a law you couldn't have TVs for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You can't make it up, folks. You really can't.
Can't make this up.
No.
Really
now, by the way, somebody's texted here. Is Mike still considering a run for governor in Minnesota? You're supposed to save us from this insanity in Minnesota. Have you given up on that idea?
When you say giving up, I've said it before. I wouldn't run to be a dog catcher until these machines are gone. And now it looks like by next summer, we're going to have them all gone. And it's just everybody can keep updated on that. I guess, Scott, I was all for it, but, there's so many. We have to get our country back. We have to fix 2020 first, and that's what I've been doing. But we'll get, when I end up endorsing someone, they're going to be the right. One of the things, too, everybody, with all the candidates out there, because I have shifted, we're running out of time here. We only have a year before the elections in 2022, and on a parallel track, we got to get people picked that are for the people. Not just, we've seen all the corrupt Republicans that are out there, from Doug Ducey to Rassenberger to Brian Kemp. And we need people, these Republicans also need to show us what they can do. Right now, remember all the 5 defendant states in this complaint are all Republican controlled, everybody. So if you want to test if a Republican's for you or not, say, do we need to fix 2020? And then you see what their answer is. A guy got booed off the stage in Alabama when he said it was a politician. He spoke after I did at the rally. He said, let's not worry about 2020. Let's put it behind us and take back the house and rah, rah. And he got booed off the stage almost. And so we've got to do a parallel track though, both picking great people that have the people's back. Not the party, not this party because obviously check out the RNC. You want to check about the party. Ronna McDaniel should resign today.
I also, we started talking about this earlier and didn't give you a chance to finish. The Cause of America. Talk a little bit about how people can join this all-encompassing effort to have their voices heard.
This is very, very important, everybody. Everything you hear from me is on frankspeech.com. You need to go there. You need to learn it. Put in the search engine what you have. You can go to Cause of America. There's a square there on Frank Speech. Click on it. It brings you to this library. It brings you to, you know, library of information for your state. Every state, we've got the network out there. We're in 40-some states now. And these are grassroots groups. You might have a great group doing stuff in Wisconsin or one down in Florida or one up in Oregon. But it's just networking. We all have to have a voice. We all have to have the resources. You know, Scott, I was all over the board. I've had, you know, cyber guys down in Texas. I might have all these lawyers over here doing this thing. So all of these things going on, we've just united it so we have the right practices having the right practices where you might have one group that's doing things, you know, very good, and you want to copy that if it's the, you know, and you don't want, you know, to be wasting time because we are in a race. We are in the biggest race ever for, to get our country back. And, like the president said, I was with him the other day and somebody said to him right there in the meeting before we were doing the interview about 2024, and he said, there's not going to be a 2024. He goes, look how much damage they've done in 9 months. We've got to fix 2021st. And that's where everybody's at. And you just don't hear about it in the news. I believe there's 200 million people plus out there that want to get this, are very concerned of 2022. And they want, you know, and they're still worried, right? You know, let's address 2020, because it's not about who's going to campaign and go, oh yeah, we got $100 million over here. We got 50 million. Who's going to do the most TV ads, which they don't know how to do them anyway. It's kind of funny. I'll bet Fox takes people's money for campaign ads. Oh, won't they, Scott?
Yeah, but they're afraid of My Pillow ads and afraid of,
they're afraid of Frank Speech ads.
Yeah, they sure are. Texter wants to know about that print you have behind you. You can watch Mike on our live stream and many of the interviews he does. There is a photo of a beautiful piece of art of Jesus Christ and a lion. And says, I would love, love, love to find out where he got it and how to get one.
She's an amazing artist, and go to mystore.com, which is connected to mypillow.com. Remember, everybody forgets that we have mystore.com. With all USA entrepreneurs and USA products, use promo code Scott, and her art is like, I believe it's maybe 3 or 4 squares down. Just scroll down, you'll see the picture of the Jesus and the lion.
I just ordered one, $40 normally, with my promo code, $28. So appreciate the text from that person, and welcome others to go to mystore.com, frankspeech.com, mypillow.com, all where you'll get the promo code Scott in a great discount. And a very special deal today that Mike has, his book. And a pillow. There it is. There's the photo. See it, folks? The book.
There it is. This is $9.98. I'm doing this because I want to get the word out. I want to get, Scott, my book is very dear to me, too, because I'm taking the proceeds and I put it into LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's free for anybody out there that's in addiction. If you have any issues right now that you feel that you need some help, go there. It's free. It's online. You just open up your phone and go LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. And that's where I've been putting all the money for my book. Remember, I pre-printed did my own printing, everything, 3 million copies a couple years ago for such a time as this. And so we could get them for a very great price. And I wouldn't have to give all the book companies, all the publishers all this money. It turns out I don't even have to give the retailers this money because they canceled my book, too, and every retailer in the country.
Just think of that, folks. Where do we live? Russia? You know, is the CCP running the United States of America? When you say, we're not going to sell your book, we're not going to allow you the choice to buy a book, all the better for us because there's no supply chain issues.
Right.
Christmas is on. With MyPillow.com, FrankSpeed.com. By the way, that book and pillow normal combo would be a $60 price. Get it for $9.98 right now. So, incredible deal.
Hey, Scott, do you know even ChristianBooks.com? There's only one place in the United States, and that was Hobby Lobby that stuck with me. They all canceled. And this was before, everybody, January. This was back in November, December. Then, of course, when I got all the evidence on January 9th, then it really went, you're out, you know.
Yeah. And again, in America, okay, saying these are concerns we have about election integrity. Should these be investigated? Should these be, you know, followed? It's you can't make it up. We're going to let you go hunting because you can get out there and have a grand old time, refresh a little bit, and come back to battle once again. And again, encourage folks to go to frankspeech.com for an easy way to let your attorney general know, here's a complaint. You can add your name to this. Get this before the Supreme Court. On how these five states did not follow their own laws.
That's right. And really reach out to North Dakota. As I've been coming on each state, I just want everyone, because if it comes from you in North Dakota, very personal, but personal, you know, you need to let him know that it's not just because you're not one of these five states. This affected us, and everybody sees it, how it affected every single citizen in this country. Stuff that's going on now all came from November 3rd.
We are praying for you and your protection day in and day out. Mike, thanks for doing the battle for us. Good to chat
all
with
right,
you.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Take
care. You all. Thank you.
The one and only Mike Lindell, good friend of the program. Canceled everywhere but here, ladies and gentlemen, because he speaks the truth. More after this. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA. Low price fuel, great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28-pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Radio Graffiti till the bottom of the hour. Your chance to get back in on any and all topics today on the program. You just take the keys. We'll give you a minute. 1 minute only. And, Kev, are we going to talk at all when they talk?
I don't believe that's the plan.
We're going to shush. Right? Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Call the Hate Hannon hotline if you like. You can hate on me for a full minute. Anything goes. Going to get some texts that have rolled in here as well on the program, but calls come first. 271-1100. 258-0550. Toll free at 855-200-1776. A Medora Christmas is back. Tell you what, if anything is going to get you into the Christmas spirit, it is the Medora Christmas. These are so great. Friday, December 3rd, that's tomorrow, folks. The Old Town Hall Theater in Medora, 7:30 p.m. They're doing a Christmas dinner buffet. And Saturday, 4:30 and 7:30. See the show. Sunday, they're going to be down in South Dakota. That's right, down there in, it's Lead, they pronounce it, not Lead, right? Lead, South Dakota.
Yeah. Yep. Deadwood Lead, yep.
Down in the Lead area. That'll be at the Homestead Opera House at 7 p.m.
Homestake Mine, of course, out there.
Pretty cool. So all the details at Medora.com. You get your tickets by e-tickets for any of these events. More of them coming, and we'll be telling you more as we go about the things that will be happening in the Medora Christmas. I love it. So dang fun. Texter says, Mike's book is available at Huntington Books in Mandan as well. He's not been canceled there. I love it. How does that babbling idiot think he's going to change the Electoral College vote? I'm going to translate that for them. Add a little English in here. I think they're saying, how does Mike Lindell, they call him a babbling idiot, think what he is going through is going to change the Electoral College vote. Well, if you go to frankspeech.com and you read the complaint that has been put together by Washington, D.C. Attorney Kurt Olson, who was a guest of ours Monday on the program, you will learn the process that they're doing, how they're going about this. And essentially what they're doing is Article 2 would then trigger the 12th Amendment. 12th Amendment would say the remedy here is a new election, because if the states that are being challenged, they are Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, specifically officials in those states violating what is called Article 2 of the Constitution, requires that only state legislators can set election law. Right, that's important. State legislators. And in the case of many of the COVID-era restrictions put forth in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, unelected officials, unilaterally and unlawfully, did away with election laws, specifically related to mail-in ballots, did away with the requirements that ensured the integrity of those ballots were verified with things like signature verification requirements or having manned locations where ballots could be dropped off. All were just tossed aside. So if the Supreme Court says you're right, these laws were not followed in these five defendant states, you would go below the 270 votes. All right? So that answers that Texas question. Gary Cathay, you got a minute. Go.
Hi, Scott. Gary here. How you doing?
Listen, I
want to change subjects here. On this these recent travel ban from South Africa, here's what it's doing. We've got farmers and ranchers and other agricultural employers under the H-2A program being affected nationwide. They will be unable to get their workers. Now, what we need to get done through our congressional delegations is put the pressure on the State Department to reinstate what is called the NIE, which is National Interest Exemption, which was in place up through the 8th of November of this year. It's imperative that our congressional delegations get onto this immediately. I'm still waiting to hear back from the North Dakota delegation. I called on Monday, and it seems like I can't get anybody to return a call. It's been that way all summer, and I don't understand it. But anyway, we have employers who are got people coming here now, and then we'll have the majority of the North Dakota H-2A employers are needing their workers this spring, a lot of them as soon as by the middle of February, such.
What happened, Gary, to those employees last year during many of the travel bans?
Well, in 21, they had it straight. Now, let me go back before that. In 2020, in our case, we were put out of business. We were not able to get our people that were supposed to be here by March 1st or before. We did not get anybody till the 15th of June. And it cost myself and my business a minimum of $600,000, we figured. Could have been more like $1 million. I don't know. But it was a disaster. We were basically put out of business for the year.
Will you do me a favor, Gary, and call us tomorrow when Senator Kramer is on? He'll be on in the second hour as part of the weekly talk radio town hall. And let's dig into this issue with Senator Kramer.
Okay,
can we do that tomorrow?
I'll make a point to do that and during the second hour.
During the second hour tomorrow.
Take care.
You as well, Gary. Appreciate the call. Texter says, I got a good laugh this morning from one of your callers. You guys wade through everything in the news every day from all sources. Tell us the truth regarding each and every issue. This particular listener isn't comfortable with the truth, so he calls and accuses you guys of spreading misinformation when you actually counter the misinformation spread by the mainstream media. How funny is that? Keep up the good work, and God bless.
Thank you.
We'll take
and
that.
To that caller, I would just stay in the conversation a little longer. Stay in the debate. You know, you got some stats, bring them. Show them. Where are they? That's a lot of people bring that. Charlie Kirk and others. You can't run away. You can't hang up. You got to stay in the conversation till we get an answer, till we find out who's right here.
Yep.
Just saying.
Another text responding to that caller said, FAIR, Federation of American Immigration Reform, did a finance report 5 years ago. They found illegal immigrants pay about $15 billion in taxes, but cost $130 billion in taxpayer costs, such as free health care, education, prison costs, etc. So he was making the point they do pay taxes. He was saying they're a great benefit to the country. This would counter that big time. Another texter says, why am I receiving phone calls with a Pennsylvania ID claiming to be from the North Dakota Health Department? Two in the last week. That's odd. A caller on the Omicron variant when we come back. Plus, we'll go to D.C.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The Supreme Court forcing the Biden administration to reach a deal with Mexico to restart the President Trump era Remain in Mexico program has been approved by Mexico. The governments are planning to announce the agreement today. President Trump on Fox News.
Well, they should have never ended it. If Joe Biden would have come in and just gone to the beach, he would have been successful in many ways, because all of this stuff, the border was the best it ever was and getting better. Drugs coming in was getting at a level that we've never seen. What they're doing is destroying our country. Our country is being destroyed before your very eyes, and I've never seen anything like it.
The Remain in Mexico program requires asylum seekers to wait outside U.S. territory while their claims are processed. A source says the program will start again in border towns as soon as next week, but we should know more with today's announcement. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Can't beat that deal. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City. Country fried steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Breakfast, tater tot hot dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Teriyaki chicken in Euland. Salisbury steak at MP Avenue. Good. Our friends at Pfeiffer's have a busy week next week. I see an auction in Clay County, South Dakota. I see... tomorrow, some land auction, crop acreage in Perkins County, South Dakota. Next week, the Sioux Falls equipment auction is happening, Ring 1 and Ring 2. Those will be online. And also next Thursday, Norman County, Minnesota, 730 acres. Lemoore County, North Dakota, 320 acres. Stutzman County, 634 acres the following week. Find them all at Pfeiffer's.com, America's land auctioneer. You can hear them on the radio, 7 a.m. right here, 550 K-Fire, a.m. 1100 The Flag, a.m. 1090 The Flag, and WDAY 7 a.m. Saturdays. A great show. Really good. All right, we have a guest in Washington, D.C., part of yesterday's historic Supreme Court hearing. Before we do that, let's go back to South Dakota here, and Ryan wants to talk about the Omicron variant. Has got you worried there, Ryan?
No, not
sheltering,
at all.
Sheltering in place or anything like that? No.
Cowering in the corner?
Yeah, no.
In fact, I wanted to use my 60 seconds to give your listeners a shot of logic and explain why I'm not afraid of it.
You're on the clock. Go.
Viruses do one and only one thing, and that is reproduce. When they make you sick, it's all incidental to that. Every time a virus reproduces is an opportunity to mutate. If a virus mutates so that it gets more deadly and it kills off all its hosts, it hits an evolutionary dead end. Likewise, if it makes you ugly sick, people are going to start avoiding the sick, and the virus cannot reproduce. So that is why I am not afraid of Omicron, is because viral evolution tends towards higher transmissibility and making people just sick enough to transmit the virus from host to host. If you get too sick, if too many people die, then you hit that evolutionary dead end.
See, the efficiency here knows no bounds. He did it in 58 seconds. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that very much. And a little bit of factual information for you there. Use it as you see fit. Amber Vibeto is here from North Dakota Conservative Advocates, NDCA. She's in Washington, D.C. there yesterday for the historic Supreme Court hearing. Amber, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good.
So describe yesterday.
yesterday was amazing. It was incredibly positive, incredibly encouraging, just to see the different people that were there, that it spanned political beliefs, religious beliefs. We had Democrats for Life, Atheists for Life, Progressives for Life. Of course, you know, the Christian conservatives were there too, but it was just a really diverse group, and that was really surprising for me and also really encouraging.
What kind of a crowd would you say was there? Are these historic Supreme Court hearings of all types tend to attract quite a crowd, and it's nice to know that there was a prayerful presence there as well, because at this point that's really all we can do, right? Pray they get it right. Pray that the facts of this case are heard and considered. A lot of people like to read the tea leaves of what the Supreme Court justices are saying and doing, and certainly the six conservatives were asking a lot of the right questions. We're not going to know the outcome of this until likely June of next year, but a lot of profound prayer happening that you saw, Amber?
Yes, there was a lot of prayer, and that was really good to see. We prayed the Lord's Prayer. We prayed for the justices. You know, we really do need to be praying for them, for their safety, for them to make the right decision. I would say, I mean, there was definitely thousands of people there. I've read a few articles, and, you know, they try and downplay the pro-life side. You know, there's a few religious minorities there. But I would say, from what I could tell, the majority was there to stand for life. And it was a happy crowd. It was a positive crowd. There was another side, you know, we were kind of split, and there was two sides. The other side was pretty angry and loud, but, you know, I didn't see any confrontations or anything like that. So that was a relief.
There was a news article that caught my attention, and much of the news about the hearing is biased. This was interesting because it talked about if Mississippi's law is upheld by the Supreme Court, some states could hit undo. At least 15 reportedly have measures protecting abortion rights, and they are predicting the outcome to mean the average distance to an abortion provider could go from 25 miles to about 125 miles. And wow. So say in a matter of months, women across the U.S. could have less control over their health care than their mothers and grandmothers. It's a prospect more than half of the country doesn't support. The remainder see it as progress. So perspective is important here. And if Mississippi's law is upheld, essentially what it's going to say is the federal laws have less of a grip, and this happens state by state, which would, in my mind, be progress, but still not the idea that the United States of America across the board would say abortion is no longer health care for women. Again, when you talk about the average distance to an abortion provider being this onerous increase of 100 miles on average to receive abortion, we still have a long ways to go, even if the Mississippi law is upheld, don't we, Amber?
Oh, yeah. No, our work is far from over. You know, regardless of this decision, pro-lifers, I mean, we just continue to be in the gap. You know, there's thousands of pregnancy resources or resource centers across the country that provide free services for women who are experiencing unplanned pregnancies. There's ministries like Embrace Grace who just, you know, welcome single pregnant women into the fold. You know, pro-life people, they adopt, they foster. There's so much that we can do regardless of, you know, the outcome of the court. We still have our work cut out for us.
Explain the Mississippi law. There have been North Dakota's passed first in the nation legislation on this, and much of it ultimately gets challenged at the Supreme Court. The Mississippi law is thought to be one of the better challenges Roe versus Wade in a long time. From your analysis at the North Dakota Conservative Advocates, explain what the law does. What is the actual law that's being challenged, and heard at the Supreme Court yesterday do?
Well, I can give you a very basic basic explanation, because this is definitely not not a constitutional attorney by any means, but from what I understand, the Mississippi law just banned abortions after 15 weeks. So I think that if the Supreme Court, there's a couple different outcomes. You know, they can overturn Roe v. Wade. There was another decision made in the 90s that, you know, they're looking at as well. So if Roe v. Wade is overturned, it, like you said, it goes back to the state and is a state decision.
So just, you know, wrap your mind around that a minute. When you talk about some of the rhetoric that's out there, saw a story yesterday, Senator Jeanine Shaheen, she's a Democrat from New Hampshire, issued a warning to the Supreme Court. Now, U.S. senators issuing warnings to the Supreme Court, Chuck Schumer's done the same, normally cause a bit of concern, depending on their political flavor. But this case, a Democrat warned the Supreme Court a day or two before the actual case was heard that a revolution would take place if the High Court overturns the existing precedent. Listen to this.
This infringement on women's rights, on our privacy, on the attempt to have state control of our personal health, really is what we would see in an authoritarian state. It's not what we would expect in New Hampshire. I think if you want to see a revolution, go ahead, outlaw Roe v. Wade, and see what the response is of the public, particularly young people.
Warning of a revolution. If the Supreme Court says, Mississippi, you have the right to govern your citizens accordingly, and other states do as well. That's breathtaking. What did you make of that, Amber?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that there is such strong opposition and strong feelings, strong words regarding this. I just take it day by day. And like you said, we just have to pray over this. This is a spiritual battle, ultimately. And so that's just where I stand. There are strong feelings on both sides, but ultimately it comes down to the Lord. You know, he's sovereign, and we just got to see what happens.
Yeah, that's where I'd lay my trust, not in a senator warning of a revolution. Mm-hmm. By the way, Chuck Schumer did the same thing on the same issue. At a rally back in June of 2020. Remember what he said? I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You've released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's inappropriate. It's completely inappropriate.
I would call it spiritual warfare is what I would call it. It is, that's evil. Just imagine if a Republican said, I don't like what the Supreme Court might do here, so we're going to release a whirlwind on you, Supreme Court justices. You're going to get a revolution. And we know from John Roberts back to the Obamacare rulings has basically said, you know, my decision is based on what the reaction would be. We want the Constitution to be the guide here. This is incredible. Amber, I'm glad you're there.
Yep.
I'm glad the North Dakota Conservative Advocates and others, North Dakota Right to Life, the Catholic Conference coming together and being there. North Dakotans on the front lines praying for a just outcome. But let's keep this in perspective. What would happen is states would decide what is best for them. This is incredible. Thanks, Amber. Appreciate the North Dakota Conservative Advocates and your tireless fight on this front. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat.
Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, wanting you to know that education, infrastructure, conservation, and more, big possibilities for North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry and the Petroleum Foundation.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC right now for well-qualified buyers, 0% APR money available. Most 2021 and 22 GMC models, and of course your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. Check out the new Sierra too, the GMC Sierra. Oh my gosh, are they gorgeous. And the AT4 lineup as well. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or just call them with any questions. 701-214-6372, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Did you know there was a Republican Ku Klux Klan caucus?
Did you see? Oh, you're talking about AOC's tweet about McCarthy?
Yeah.
I did. I actually saw that earlier this morning.
So this is,
she can say that.
Alexandria,
yeah.
AOC, she has kind of become this iconic.
Lauren Boebert can't say Jihad Squad. Can't say that.
Yeah.
But she can say KKK caucus.
Says that Kevin McCarthy, Republican speaker, is targeting Ilhan Omar because he's placating the Ku Klux Klan caucus.
Yeah.
In the House of Representatives.
That's it.
You can make this up. These people get by. There's a completely different standard. It's
got to go to race.
Unbelievable.
Always got to go to race.
Exactly. Jim the Flagpole guy is here. And he's still at it, folks. He's still at it. Patriotism is what he sells. Flags. Jim the Flagpole guy. Back with us. Thanksgiving behind us. Christmas ahead of us. Great time to be thinking about the ultimate present for mom and dad. Is there a flag on the family farm? The family business? It's your home. Jim the Flagpole guy can do it. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Doing well. Good morning, everybody. What a great day it is to be alive. You know, we're taking advantage of there being no frost in the ground. I haven't quit since July, and we're going to finish out strong. We were actually in your neck of the woods briefly yesterday there at Fargo. Scott, we're on probably about a 1,200-mile foundation install, and we're actually might make it. God, we might get everybody in that, I promise. It looks like it's going to happen. It kind of always does, but boy, the heat gets on there. I'd like to thank everybody for their patience, and I'd like to thank all the communication attempts to reach me. I'd like to re-edify and ask that people, if they still need Flagpole service, if they contact Jim direct at jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, and we will follow up with attention needed. There's so many people, Scott. I just am overwhelmed by the love. You know, and you talk about all the fake stuff that's going on. We're going to all these real houses with these real people with real families doing real work, accomplishing good things. And there's a whole bunch more of us than there are of them. So we just stand tall and be Americans, right, Scott?
It's what you do. It's amazing. This continues to go day in, day out, 24/7, maximizing every minute. And you know, there's one thing you can do that too many of us do about the times in which we live: worry, right? Just sit there and lament, what is happening? And then there's folks that say, a lot's happened under that flag. I'm looking at that flag, and I'm going to choose hope. I'm going to choose a optimistic outlook on the future based on what's happened in our past. So that's the best way to do it.
From the 100%. Perspective of an individual endowed by Creator to dream, raise family, to be participatory in the local civics, pay attention, and help thy neighbor. Nothing much more than that, Scott.
Exactly right. And Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com, jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, or 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG is how you reach this good man. What a great Christmas gift for a family, for mom and dad. I mean, fantastic. And then you got until next spring to plan. What's that going to look like? What's that presentation? Because it's not just about the flag and the flagpole. It's all about where you place it, how you light it. You know, it's a lot of planning that goes into that and presentation and getting that just perfect, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, sir. Speaking of planning, we've got a lot of new plans for next year to help more people, and to take some of the responsibility from myself and pass it on to others, to grow a company where people can get excellent service and flagpole installed. Thank you.
Thank you, my good man. You take care.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get to a couple of texts before we let you go. If you're playing Christmas bumper music, we will beginning. Should we start tomorrow? We might as well. We usually start after Thanksgiving. Steve Earle's Nothing But a Child. It might be the best Christmas song you've never heard.
Great song. Heard it.
You've heard it?
Oh, yeah. Big Steve Earle.
Got it.
Yep.
Texter said, is anyone going to mention the old-fashioned phone ringing while Mike was talking?
That was his phone. Yeah, it's his ringtone. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a ringtone now. It's not actually an old-fashioned phone. It's a new phone, but it has the old ring.
Yeah.
Texter says, you might find this interesting. Wax, formerly Discovery Benefits, sent out an email telling all employees they must be vaccinated by the 4th of January or they will be terminated, even if working from home. They just had a vice president quit, and they are facing a workforce pushback as only 45% of the 5,000-plus employees are vaccinated.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
There you go. Interesting. All right. By the way, Minnesota Department of Health press conference related to the Omicron variant and a Minnesota case coming up on our social media if you want to follow that on our website. We'll have the live stream of that. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.